Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GuerrillaMedia.co.nz, and also check out the YouTube channel Mr. News Guerrilla Media. We post up archives of the show there, as well as little extra snippets and stuff like that, some of which are really quite interesting. There's a lot of cool stuff that gets said on this show, I must say. For example, the real food bill agenda exposed. It's a little clip with me and Penny Bright on the show a couple of days ago. The upshot of which is food-related illnesses have killed 6 people in New Zealand in a year. Pharmaceutical drugs and medical misadventure combined, 6,000. So who needs to be regulated? Who needs to be regulated again? Yeah, that's right. Isn't that freaking stupid? Hey, well, that's what we do on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We just have a little bit of fun. Okay. Well, anyway, also on top of that, we have Iran, just like Iraq, saying that, yes, anybody can come in and search for weapons and that kind of stuff because we don't have them. And that was what Iraq was saying the entire time. And, of course, bombed them anyway. That's what we do, isn't it, when you're a globalist slime bag? These people are being open, transparent. They're actually allowing us to do what we asked for? Oh my goodness! They're dangerous! Bomb them! Start World War III! The nuclear fire will save us! It'll help us! Come on. How retarded do you have to be? And when you see... Oh my God. When you see videos online done by RT or virtually anybody who does them, when they go around and they do a Vox Popular, they ask people just questions about anything, you know, whether it be Ahmadinejad or Iran or anything like that, or tax system, whatever. A very, very large majority have no idea of any kind. Get this. The Congress has now ruled that a pizza is a vegetable. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pizza is now a vegetable. So as long as you have 5 servings of pizza a day, you'll be okay. You'll get your nutritional requirements that way. Here's how they figured that one out, these freaking geniuses in Congress. They said that because a pizza has 2 tablespoons of tomato paste in it, then it qualifies as a vegetable. You see, the problem is, tomatoes aren't vegetables, they're fruits. See, even the Congress are a bunch of morons. It's inextricable. It's the scariest kind of thing when you think about it. You got morons in charge of the biggest arsenal the world has ever known. Okay? That's really, really scary. Way scarier than some dude in the Middle East who's trying to get nuclear weapons, even if he is actually trying, and because he's, you know, allowed everybody to come in now and all of that kind of stuff, he's ready for talks. Here it is. I'm going to read this article out. Iran says it is open to discuss any issues in rare talks this month with the UN nuclear watchdog, which wants Tehran to address mounting concerns that it may be trying to develop nuclear weapons capability. When the Islamic State facing intensifying sanctions aimed at its oil exports, a senior Iranian official said high-level team from the UN International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, and I'm sure they'll go to some description of farm, it'll be E-I-E-I-O. they said that it'll be headed by some Deputy Director General Herman Nakert, and he's expected to seek explanations regarding intelligence information, indicting Iran, has engaged in research and development relevant for nuclear purposes. Isn't that what they've been saying the entire time? They've been trying to, you know, make things relevant for nuclear purposes. I'm just kind of at a loss here. Because the news just doesn't make sense these days, does it? It really doesn't. Coincides with an increased tension in the international row over Iranian nuclear work, the United States and its allies suspect has military aims. Suspect! They have got the biggest intelligence apparatus on Earth! How could there be any suspicion? They either know or they ain't. Okay? It's just that simple. These people wanted to know what was going on there. They'd find out, wouldn't they? Am I wrong here? Or does a $1 billion intelligence agency seem like a freaking waste of money if that's not the case? They probably know the size of Ahmadinejad's feet. Shoes or something like that, and can tailor some description of amazingly sophisticated shoe bomb. But they can't tell whether or not he's using a giant nuclear program for weapons or not. Give me a break. Give me a break. Ugh. It's just basically all false flag BS, isn't it? Oh, well. Isn't it scary? Oh, no. They're all Arabian, if they've got beards and they're wearing those towels on their heads, those hajis. Oh, they're so scary. Must nuke them. Must nuke them before they get nukes, because obviously that's the humane thing to do. You know, speaking of the humane thing to do, the SOPA bill. This is some good news, ladies and gentlemen. The online... The Stygian Online Piracy Act. In a surprise move today, Representative Eric Cantor, the representative from Virginia, announced that he will stop all action on SOPA, effectively killing the bill. This move was most likely due to several things. One of those things is that SOPA and PIPA, P-I-P-A, met huge online protest against the bills. Another reason would be that the White House threatened to veto the bill if it had passed. So, of course, they'd threatened to veto the bill. They probably threatened to veto the NDAA as well and then just pass it over frickin' New Year's Eve. However, it isn't quite time yet to celebrate, as PIPA, the Senate's version of SOPA, is still up for consideration. See, you know, this is the thing. They'll send you out a bit of news to make you think, okay, cool, we don't have to worry no more. And then, what's going on? Oh, yeah, that's right. There's another bill that we didn't tell you about that's virtually the exact same thing under a different name that we'll all be sweet as. I mean, come on. The online protests about the bill were surprising and large. How were they surprising? I'm sure they were large, but I wouldn't be surprised, would you? You know, how many people online value their privacy and value access to information and value not having the government restrict the entirety of the internet down to like 1,000 official sites or something like that. You know, they ranged anywhere from calling representatives, companies and senators to get them to change their mind to actively moving domains away from and targeting the business model of the companies that supported and lobbied for the bill. GoDaddy lost well over 100,000 domains in the space of about 10 days due to their involvement with these bills, along with various other targets. Reddit in particular has been influential in turning the tide against SOPA and PIPER and is a good demonstration of how the internet enables democracy. Not disabling it, but enabling it. Okay? Your internet is your lifeline to democracy these days. Now, PIPER is a less well-known than SOPA, but the provisions are basically the same. Still includes the same DNS blocking and censoring system that the original SOPA did, so without the SOPA name. Okay, there are around 40 co-sponsors of the bill in the Senate so far, with no word on how many senators support the bill in addition to that. There will most likely need to be 60 votes in the Senate in order to invoke cloture and end an almost guaranteed filibuster. So, if you want your internet to be completely restricted and altered and completely dominated by utterly ruthless, frickin' dominant, inbred psychopaths, the dips, please support your Senate. Don't call them. Don't move your domains away from lobbying corporations. Okay? It'll all be good. Now, we have a guest who has arrived, finally, my man Simon Kaiwai. Simon, welcome to the program.
G'day, Vinny. Thanks for having me back.
Cool, man. Hey, you've got a bit of news or updated booness for us. Fire away. But before you do that, just kind of explain to the people listening just a little bit about yourself and what it is you do.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Vinny, and thanks to the listeners for taking the time to educate yourselves. Firstly, I saw your call for more funds, and I really, I was worried that the Vinny Eastwood show might go away, and then you just told me that you're now Vinny on video. It's onwards and upwards, my man, so that's great to see.
Well, attempting it anyway, had some kind of difficulty, so it's not on video today. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be hopefully, if I can, be recording these radio broadcasts and uploading them to my YouTube channel so that people who are subscribing can actually, get kind of a little bit more in-depth sort of ness, whatever.
So, yeah, a little bit about myself. I grew up, I was raised very much in the Western way of things and always considered myself a bit of a mongrel in that my father was predominantly Māori but had Cook Island and some European in him. And my mum came from sort of Celtic lines. So when I grew up, I was considered Māori and it was uncool to be considered Māori, which is the indigenous of New Zealand, if people don't know. And then in my late teens, it sort of had a real resurgence. We had some wins, like getting the Treaty of Waitangi partially recognised in the courts. So it sort of became cool to be Māori. But I think mostly that was because we have such a strong travelling culture. And when people were offshore and they saw like a koru or a traditional carving or something that was Māori, they really resonated with that being their home. So it became, a real part of our cultural identity. But then with that shift, all of the Māori was sort of considering myself being a half-caste non-Māori, and the Pākehā was saying, oh, no, you're white too. So you sort of couldn't win. But it gave me a really unique perspective. For instance, I can't really be racist because, that would be dishonouring parts of my lines, that parts of my heritage that I know I come from. And it's interesting to see how racism's used in our society and also money is to divide us. I went and got a degree and then went travelling, I worked corporate in New Zealand and, was quite successful at that, earned over 100K within the first, by 28. And then sort of felt there was nothing left in New Zealand for me because every company I worked for was getting bought up and then you sort of had to climb the ladder. So I went off overseas to England and blagged my way into one of the largest companies over there as a senior marketing analyst and ended up building their forecasting system. And they changed the way they did things to some extent, except what I noticed was that they were running the company into the ground. And so even though I had all of the financial information for this company and we could see what we needed to do, it was this hidden layer of information that they were basing the executive decisions on. And later on, I figured out that it was the stock options. Basically, these executives were using PR and marketing, all of those funds and the whole organization to maximize the share price at the time that their stock options matured. And sure enough, you know, I left the company, and a month later, the stock price went from £1.06 to 7p each share. And I swore I'd never work corporate again. And that sort of began the process of waking up. That was about 8 years ago. And then I spent 4 or 5 years in the US and married my lovely wife and was quite happy there, setting up a medical company and a global outsource model. And that was going really, really well too. And then my wife got pregnant and next thing you know, the California, was it Department of Agriculture and whatever, those guys decided to spray people at low level with these neurotoxins and over the cities for supposedly a harmful moth. And I did the research into this, being an expectant father sort of changes your values a little bit. And it turns out that it was a really bad idea, and also that while I'd been away overseas, they'd done the same thing in New Zealand 2 years prior in West Auckland. You might have copped some of that, Vinny, did you?
No, well, we did get a big spraying off of that for the painted apple moth, and a friend of mine, Donna Bird, actually traced the chemical number of it back to the United States Department of Defense.
Wow.
We'll get into more of this after the break with my special guest, Simon Kaiwai. And later on, we'll be also joined by Dean Clifford for a panel discussion. Back in a moment.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What do we hear about in this country? It's our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard hitting and in your face, America.
The most jamming 2 hours in talk radio. Oh yeah! Coming at you live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island-chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific. Very beautiful down here, especially the nice blue uniforms that our police have when they crack you over the head with a baton, as my very special guest, Simon Kaiway, has a personal experience of.
Yeah, it's nice to be the guy that's famous for that, eh?
Yeah. Well, at least you're not as famous as Officer Bubbles. Have you ever heard of Officer Bubbles?
No, I haven't heard of him.
There was this chick at, what was it? Not the Battle of Seattle, Ontario, Toronto, that's right. And this girl at a protest was blowing bubbles, okay? And this, and one of the bubbles actually popped on a cop's uniform, and he says, "If you blow another bubble, I will arrest you."
Yeah.
And he was dubbed Officer Bubbles.
Yeah. Yeah, well, airhead. Yeah, so where was I? Oh, that's right, the spray. So they did the spray, and I lived in Santa Cruz at the time, and the sea literally turned red for 2 weeks afterwards. Like, can you believe that? Looking out to the sea, it's red. And
freaking like Moses times, man.
Mate.
Did you wind up, you know, going out and say, man, it's time to get some slaves?
Well, like hundreds of birds washed up and all the insects disappeared and stuff. And everyone sort of a couple of days later came down with this deathly kind of flu. Like, I was laid out for 2 or 3 days, just like, and you just sleep there for like 2 or 3 days. And it was funny, actually, the story you told me about your friend who developed those tumors and then had like a 2 kg one that she threw at the dock workers. I mean, I totally, you know, you dig a little bit deeper, a little bit of time passes by, and mate, people started to share their stories of what happened, how many stillbirths were happening, deformed births, toxic sensitivity, all of this thing. Anyway, 4 months passed or so, and then and I thought, well, that was a bad idea, but thankfully it's over. And my wife came home with a note from the farmer's market saying they're going to do it again, and it was once a month, 6 times per application for up to 10 years, for this moth. And they're citing the New Zealand use of the spray as the successful precedent. Now, the thing that went for over a year or quite a while in New Zealand, and what they worked out was that if they just stopped spraying, the natural predators would increase in volume and eat the bloody moth. It was just the leaf roller anyway, and then they could do localized traps. So, yeah, it was a bad idea, and I found myself jumping up and down.
That wasn't the idea, Simon. The idea was to experiment on you.
It was exactly that. I mean, I joined one activist organization there that was actually successful in stopping it using the California Constitution the second time around, and I believe that was because the judge lived locally and he must have just got so much shit after the first.
Well, you can't say that on FCC regulated radio. You have to say, pretend like we're in the Middle East and say Shiite.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, sorry about that, FCC.
I just want to take this opportunity to just tell the FCC, F you.
Yeah, well, can you say that?
Yes, you can, because it's
just two letters of the alphabet.
Yeah. It's just letters of the alphabet. F you MFers.
Yeah, that's
See,
it.
Isn't that great?
Let's spell it out for them, shall we?
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can spell it out. Maybe there's some kids listening. It's allegedly a family show.
Mm.
But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. So I did a bit of research and followed the money, and it went from there was only one business that was involved in it, and funnily enough, they were involved in the citrus business. And when when a moth got detected in Australia, that moth that happened in New Zealand, they persuaded Mexico, Canada, and the US to ban all Australasian citrus while it was getting cleared. And so then they had a monopoly in those markets. They had pretty much a monopoly in California. And then at the end
See, it's really sophisticated and they act really quickly. It's like they've got some description of missile defense system that's catered to moth attack, you know?
Yeah. Well, and at the end of that time, they came into New Zealand and they bought up all of the depressed orchards and stuff, right? A lot of them. Now, they own the brand Sunkist. You've seen that at the supermarkets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now we're eating their product. They've got basically, you know, a huge part of our market too. So when another moth arrived, and this time it was in the States, and that affected their monopolies, and the Canada and Mexico were consistent and applied a ban, they just had a backroom meeting with those boys and said, hey, this moth's just a leaf roller, don't worry about it. So they allowed the products to come back in, and what they did was they bought a chemical company and won a no-bid contract to spray us. So on the one hand, they were spraying, saying it was harmful, and on the other, they were still selling business as usual to the other markets. But anyway, just scumbaggery, isn't it? Just typical scumbaggery, right?
It's typical scumbaggery. Right on.
Yeah. So I followed who they were associated with to have this political influence to do these things, and it went all the way to the Aspen Group in Colorado. And Roundtable, that was the only company. It was Roll International, these private families, vampirical families, I've forgotten what their names are. And the meeting that they were in was all of the heads of global media. And so it was Google and the White House. And this is where it was coming from. So when I had like friends come over from Sweden, they were like, they couldn't believe it. And from Europe, and they were trying to email their newspapers over there, and they were just getting nothing back. So there was a blackout on this, and I called the Greenpeace and Amnesty International, all those organizations, and they're like, oh, no, we can't do anything because it's the US, you know. So it was a social experiment. They wanted
Greenpeace and Amnesty International and all of these other really big famous organizations are all tied in and funded by globalists in the first place. They're there to basically act as gatekeepers to make sure that no real news gets out anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't believe that they're doing good. I believe they got an agenda, and they're certainly funded by the money. You look at the guy Jim Humble, who's got that chlorine dioxide MMS cure for AIDS, malaria, TB. You know, the Gates Foundation wouldn't touch it. But hold on, Gates is funding research into mosquitoes that can carry vaccines, and
Oh yeah, that's great, eh? You know, Bill Gates comes out in TED talks and says, if we do a really good job vaccinating, we can reduce the world's population by 10%. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You know, and there's these other people like this. This is some description of a famous scientist in the University of Texas or some crap saying that, oh, we need to cull the population by like 90%. And then he gets a standing ovation. And I just don't understand why these people don't lead by example. I think the world would be a much better place.
Well, that's a very good point, Vinny. You can call them hypocrites just from that. I mean, then we'll take the 1%, top 1%, you know.
by all means,
redistribute the wealth, no problem anymore.
You know, so they come out with a conclusion, Simon, is that you know, if you just confiscated the wealth of just two families, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and divvied it out equally amongst all the people on Earth, everybody would be rich beyond their wildest dreams forever, okay? Why don't we do that? That'd be great. Yeah, I think it would be a great idea, or dismantle all their criminal organizations, all their massive businesses and all of that kind of stuff, and all the people that would lose their job as a result still get a share of the wealth that gets confiscated, and they'd be sweet as anyway. This ain't communism, because it's not about taking wealth that people have earned. These people have just simply stolen it. So I say we just steal it back.
Well, they have. I mean, their contracts are fraudulent, null and void. All these mortgages and stuff like that. So that's what their wealth's built on. And really, like, how much land can you occupy? Can one person occupy at a time? That's where the real wealth is.
If everyone the guy's got like 9 palaces that he doesn't live in.
Yeah, but how much land are they controlling through their organizations like Monsanto and things like that? You know, well, if everyone just occupied...
And how much more land are they confiscating now every single time one of their GMO crops gets blown into somebody else's farm? Monsanto comes onto the farm and says, hey, we need to check your farm just to make sure that there aren't any of our genetically modified crops and organisms on here. And when they find them, and they virtually always do, they have a legal justification to steal their farm off them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they find them with the immune from criminal prosecution inspectors that could turn up at any time. I mean, it's just mafia tactics, isn't it? You know, oh, look at these drugs I found in your room.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because the mafia would actually be a much better syndicate to run us than the state. I mean, look at this, for example. When you pay the mafia for protection, you get it. The mafia has a code of conduct.
Well, yeah, I don't think the mafia, at least they know what they want, you know, like they know what's good for them, and they know what will also hurt them. Whereas these guys, you know, they want to roll out transgenic contamination, you know, GMO contamination. That's going to affect all of us.
Endocytes. I had Dr. Rima Labo on the show yesterday, Simon, and she says that the genetically modified corn and a lot of these other organisms have this endocyte thing in it. And what it does is it causes the women's immune system to attack sperm.
Oh.
So it's like a covert contraceptive, you know, and it's in all the corn now, or something.
How about that?
You know, it's just out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Anyway, so back to the story. I was jumping up and down along with all the hippies in California, but like not with the masters. They were all just refusing to look at it, and so I thought, well, it's a good time to head home, you know, because I can't be caring about someone else's nation more than those that actually lived there. But I knew when I was coming home to New Zealand, Aotearoa, that we're the testing ground. In a lot of ways, we're ahead of a lot of other nations because we've got a small number of media. It's easier to get something out through the media. There's only a couple of newspapers, a couple of TV channels, and it's multicultural, 4.4 million populations, perfect testing size. So we were the first to get FPOS, electronic funds, point of sale.
First to give women the vote, first to have superannuation, no, not superannuation, the dole, the, what's it called, domestic purposes benefit or something
like
that.
Yeah,
social welfare. So, and what they found was, I think it was the British Empire that gave women the vote and women's suffrage, and they were doing it in New Zealand first because they thought it was quite risky giving women the vote because they didn't know if it would actually, you know, change the status quo at all. So they did it here, and they found out that women voted the exact same way as their husbands did. So they gave everybody the vote everywhere. And nothing changed. It's the old adage that if voting could change anything, they'd make it illegal.
Yes. Well, what they do is they search for what's perceived as an incremental win to keep the masses happy. You know, they do the same with the natives and the settlements and whatever else. You know, oh, here, now you can, you know, go to the settlement process. Or now we'll give you a couple of million dollars, you know, or to your representatives. You know, just shut up and be happy. So, anyway, I went back home and thought that the indigenous had a role to play in our solution, our future, you know, bring about a positive future for humanity. So I learned for the first time true New Zealand history and the Māori culture. And I also learned at the same time of the Free Man Movement. That's where we first met, actually. Vinnie and I, we met at the second New Zealand Free Man meeting in Auckland. I don't know if you remember that, Vinnie.
That was back when I was hanging around with that Tane Rākau's scumbag.
Yeah, Rākau's. Yeah, exactly. So there were a lot of people that had grasped onto a bit of knowledge and they would try and turn that for their own mana, their own reputation and money, like that guy, use the right words, but then try and fool other people into following them. So I learned about
those. The guy was just a chronic lying sociopath, basically. You know, he used this terminology, you know, how the words are different in legalese and whatnot. Well, the way he explained that to people was, would you F me? And, you know, literally the word connoted there, he actually literally said that. And he did that to a 14-year-old girl. Okay. Well. Saying that if could mean anything, it could mean blah, 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 it could be this. It's just like, dude, the guy's freaking out of his mind.
Anyway.
I've even got footage of him assaulting me and my mate, actually. I'm just kind of, it's a private video because the guy's got gang connections all up to Wazoo. And what I figured is that there's the two elements of it. One is you can use your power to have freedom. Okay. Those without freedom, those without power cannot defend freedom, right? And on the other hand, you can use that to basically have a criminal empire that's immune from traditional forms of state discipline and what have you. You know, like he went to jail and in there for, I think, less than a year, okay? And then they let him out after 23 counts of fraud, saying, oh, we had no evidence against him. And now he's back at it again, involved with the Black Power Gang. Isn't that nice? You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the most conspiratoid 2 hours of talk radio, and we'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long, where they tell you what to believe all day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Man, you know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special mention, because on the Vinnie Eastwood show, it is listener-contributed, listener-supported, and I've been getting a decent amount of donations, contributions, subscriptions, and things like that of recent. Need about maybe 250 people to be subscribing at $5 a month, so that I've got enough income coming in every week, so that all my costs are covered, so that I can keep doing the show. So if you can spare $5 a month, please, please, please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com or GorillaMedia.co.nz, make a donation or make a commitment to give us $5 a month. You can do it directly into a bank account. If you don't like PayPal, you can contact us through the website. Really, really need your support. And we've had a couple of businesses, many listeners, and things of that stuff being very, very generous. I want you to know how eternally grateful I am. One person I think I was going to give a special mention to is The Greek. Those who listen to the show religiously know that we have a caller who calls in from time to time with incredible information, named The Greek. And his wife, after much badgering by him, gave me a $50 donation, which I am now using, thank you very much, salute, to video myself during the show so that we can have that extra multimedia output. It was a little Skype upgrade that I had to purchase there, and I didn't know how the heck I was going to afford it. And I just wanted to say thank you very much to the Greek and his lovely wife for that. Simon Kaiwai is my guest. Where were we up to before the before we started talking about Wenzel?
Yeah. I don't want to mention the name because you might.
No, I don't want to.
Talking about him.
I know. Like mentioning the name is kind of like swallowing a triangular corn chip whole.
Yeah, I'll try and stay clear. So I ran with all these indigenous groups, and most of them were sort of just trying to steal. Take money, you know, one from the other. But in that process, I learned that New Zealand had a Declaration of Independence, 1835. Didn't learn that in school. I'm actually tempted to call my history teacher. I took history for one year and just ask him, you know, you're teaching me about which king was tupping which, you know, which maid in England. Why didn't you tell me there was a bloody, excuse me, Declaration of Independence, you know? And that sort of, yeah, that was quite revelationary. And then I found some groups and some whānau, some families that I really resonated with and their vision and their kaupapa, their way of being. And while I was with them, actually the second time I went to see them, they were like, oh yeah, let's go up and check out this occupation. You know, our cousins are doing, they've repossessed their hapu whenua. The story goes that it was on this hill. It was a big plot of land, and they had a marae up there, 600 cows, six batches or something like that. Anyway, one day in the 60s, the Crown just rocks on up there with a gun, you know, a few guns, and boom, 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 shoots all the cows, bulldozes the marae over. No process or anything like that, no even pretend sale, and then ended up leasing it to a Japanese forestry company. Who then, you know, found some metal deposits on it, some things they could mine. You know, they sold off licenses to fish the eels and everything. They just took everything from the land. And anyway, these guys had had enough after 35 years. It was looking starting to look like a desert, and so they went up there and had been living up there for a couple of months. So I rocked up there, or went to rock up there, and it happened to be the day must have been about 30 police were trying to evict them. So we ran into this roadblock getting up there, and of course we had cameras because everywhere we went we just, you know, wanted to evidence what was going on, and we got to talk to these police who were stuck there blocking us from, and these people from going back home after dropping their kids off to school. Got to teach them the law and talk to them, and that's all on YouTube now. But that was interesting to see that kind of stuff going on. Anyway, I went back home, and I'd invested over $1,000 in law dictionaries. I've got like a lot of different editions and electronic ones also. And I was just trying to find a solution, and stumbled upon the birth certification, you know, bond servants, all that kind of stuff, which I'm sure Dean will get into a little bit too, the trusts, and wanted to find out whether that was real. So I started writing letters asking, and Mary Croft's book also was useful. I decided to pick on the electricity industry, which had been semi-privatized, and ask them for a true bill, which is a bill that they had to, the retailer had to sign to endorse. And if you get a signed bill, then you can prosecute that person in case of fraud. But if you don't get a signed bill, if it's just a computer-generated thing, it's not really evidence in a court of law. And lo and behold, they wouldn't sign it. And they started to get a bit shirty with me, and I sort of dug my toes in, and we were playing table tennis with these letters, notices, and I was staying in honour with them. And next thing you know, my wife was 2 weeks away from giving birth to our son, and I was starting to get a bit nervous about having the electricity cut off, because they just wanted to cut us off. So I was like, look, okay, I'll back down because the timing's not good, so I'll just pay. And they're like, no, we're just going to, you're disconnected, even though I wasn't disconnected. And so, you know, I trespassed the guy when he came the next day, and then they did another visit with a police officer this time, and still refused to sign a bill. So they did an undue disconnection, and which really endangered my wife, my unborn child. And so I was pretty desperate. You know, you can imagine I was getting a little bit. We lived out in the country too, desperate for electricity, and so I called all the other retail electricity companies. I overpaid the bill in cash. I just went down and paid off a demand notice. The bill had gone from $215 to over $800 within 20 days, just off a demand notice. And they wouldn't even give me an itemized bill. So I just paid it and paid $900. And they still refused to reconnect me. And they shared information with the other retail electricity companies, and they all refused to. They just blacklisted us, and which was quite interesting. I mean, there's some ethics involved there. And so so then I got the landlord to connect the account, to get an account, and she did, and received a notice saying, yeah, all hunky-dory. And lo and behold, 7 days later, without any notice at all, two police rock up with two electricians, and they're going to disconnect us, claiming an unpaid bill for an account that wasn't even mine, that was the landlord's. I mean, these guys, they were vindictive. They really didn't like, you know, this issue of privatization without mandate being exposed, because my intention was to take that into a court of law. And so I went inside. Oh, look, excuse me, guys, I'll just go get the camera. Came outside and filmed them, questioned them, got them to admit that they were there without a warrant, you know, undue process, prejudice, all of this kind of stuff. You know, I went to question the electricians. Next thing you know, this Pommy cop, you've seen the video, it's been censored on YouTube several times, jumps on me, and the other one pepper sprays me, and then they start, you know, beating me over the head with a baton and using handcuffs.
With your hands, bound behind your back in front of your pregnant wife.
Yeah, well, they weren't bound behind my back, but yeah, they did it in front of my pregnant wife. No, what I did was, after the guy tackled me, I put my thumbs on his, yeah, he went to sit up on me like a schoolyard bully, uncontrolled rage in his eyes, this Pommy cop, and he's done it to several other people since that I know, and so I just instinctively, rather than letting him sit up, put my thumbs on his eyes. You know, it's a clear warning to stop struggling with someone if they can guard your eyes and they don't. You know, and instead he grabs my wrists, and the other guy, you know, goes to town. And then, 3 minutes of my wife, or a couple minutes of my wife screaming, you know, for them to stop, and just, yeah, it was pretty brutal. And at the end of it, I couldn't believe, they're like, you know, we're going to arrest you, chuck him in the car, you know. Anyway, it started.
Did you file a complaint?
Yeah, I filed complaints. I filed private prosecutions. All my complaints were they refused to investigate. That includes the Health and Disabilities Commissioner, because they tried to first frame me and say I was insane, or not insane, deluded. And I am deluded. I'll admit it. I'm disillusioned. I do not have the Illuminati's illusion. They're illusionists, and so I'm without that illusion. And I make no bones about it. But that's very different from being insane. And so they tried to do that to avoid giving me a trial, because they had no reason to be there. They can't claim that the police, it's their lawful duty to be there. It was all excessive and whatever else. And I evidenced that these psychiatrists were framing me. I had took a secret recording of them, and they misquoted me 30 times. And I want to know, how do these people sleep at night? You know what I mean? And especially these psychiatrists that come from other places, like this guy was from India. How do they rip so many families apart and actually sleep well at night?
Well, I've got an explanation for that. Psychopaths actually have no problem getting to sleep. If you're not a psychopath, you usually do a lot of thinking before you actually close your eyes and get some sleep. If you're a psychopath, you have no such thoughts before you go to sleep. It's just instant. The second your head hits the pillow, boom. That's how a psychopath sleeps at night. Very, very soundly, because they've got nothing on their conscience, simply because they don't have one. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Simon Kaiwai, jamming a finger in the big Psychopath Faces. And we'll be back next hour, just a little bit.
Log on, tune in, stand and be counted. Wounded station in the belly of the vulture. Watch your back, there's no civilians, women, children, frontline, listen. Consider this a distant early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Tuberculite water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Tuberculite water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Thank you. and love and harmony. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The show that's all about exposing scumbaggery and then laughing at it. Now, Simon, you actually had some news as opposed to rehashing the old scores with the New Zealand police for us. Go right ahead.
Yes, indeed. I'm sorry for doing that for the listeners that are familiar with the story.
Don't worry. Repetition is the strongest form of brainwashing known. I understand.
Yes. Well, to sum it up, I've tried everything within the system and it doesn't work. Nothing within the system works against the system, and that includes going to a higher level of court or using, you know, commissions or whatever else. So I've been there, done that, and my mind is very much on solutions and also, you know, what's happened in the past, what can we learn from. And I recently stumbled upon a book called The Shock Doctrine by Naomi Klein. Have you read that?
I don't read books, I watch the movies, and I did watch the movie, yes.
Yes, I recommend the audiobook if you spend any time in a car, because it has a little bit more detail. But, you know, privatization is a key to what they're doing right now. And she lays out the history of Latin America and the influence of the US-led dictatorships and what they did with those dictatorships, which was to put Chicago boys, basically these boys schooled in Milton Friedman's economics, which is this dream that if you just give corporates freedom and no government regulation for the corporations, that there'll be this utopia of demand and supply that'll generate freedom and prosperity. What he doesn't say is that it's freedom and prosperity for the select few. But the reason that he's been elevated to that platform is because he was quite intellectual and charismatic. So here was a guy that they could sell, rather than putting a guy in a suit on the television saying, you know, we want more control. Here was a guy who could fool a lot of people into saying, you know, you follow this formula and these are the reasons, and, you know, it's all very good. But what she exposes in the book was that he grew up with his family owning one of the first sweatshops in the US. I don't believe his mentality has ever changed from that of a sweatshop owner. You know, anyway, so he was saying it's natural that we come to this this free market utopia, and but no one was coming to it. None of the democracies were coming to it. In fact, at the time, popular democracy and nationalistic governments were coming in. Allende, for instance, people really wanted equality, wanted justice, and damn with the big profits. And so he found that, what they found was that they had to actually use military dictatorships and that they also needed to use shock, to apply shock to individuals that resisted and to nations to get them to accept these things. And it's interesting that, you know, in Latin America what it took was military coups. To actually overturn the common sense of the people. We're in New Zealand. What does it take, Vinny?
Doesn't take a whole lot. John Key.
Yeah, I mean, it takes, what, the media? A monopolized media. It takes a bit of fluoride. You know, a few people bought off along the way. But, in fact, what it took in New Zealand was that they have to maintain the guise of democracy, because it is supposedly a democracy. They don't want to have a military coup or anything like that, because they've got control. You know, why change what's working? And so they have to maintain the appearances that it's a democracy. And I was hoping that there'd be this movement between the people that were aware this election to actually push for the principles and to unite on that. But instead, the focus was again on the voting for the political party or the person. We just weren't ready for it. And again, what we're coming to is we're following the same path as those other nations. We're going to get led into hyperinflation, and they're openly talking about privatizing. And so the solution's not going to come from, you know, from the government is the point. And we're
Well, the government's half the problem. I mean, and the difficulty is when you look at, say, for example, the definition of fascism, a lot of people characterize it as a dictatorship, you know, authoritarian, etc., you know. Actually, no. The real definition of fascism is using public-private partnerships to wither away the size of the state gradually until the state is eventually taken over and it becomes one large corporation. Then people cease to become citizens and they begin to be partners in the corporation. And they have just as few rights.
Yes.
And, hey, hold on a second. How did we build our roads in New Zealand? Public-private partnerships. How do we get our trash collected in New Zealand? Public-private partnerships. How are we planning to upgrade our big internet loops and fibre cables in New Zealand? Public-private partnerships. How is our security being handled in the central city? Public-private partnerships. How is it? I could go on here. You know, it's just that simple. Okay, I remember I called up a radio show host once and I said that John Key was a fascist. And he said, oh, well, you're not a fascist. And he hung up on me. Okay? Little does he know. What little do they know? And this is the problem with talk radio show hosts in this country anyway, is they're all fascists and they don't even know it.
Yes, well, you know, the public pay for it and the private profit off it, right? And then the private use the public to enforce it. Publicly oaths, you know, sworn officers and judges to enforce the injustice. And this, I suppose, is where Dean Clifford comes in. We share a mutual interest into how is the system working? How do we get these people to either uphold their oath or nullify their mal effect on our families and us as individuals? And my interest is a little bit more into communities too, but I'm very interested to hear what Dean's next take on this kind of stuff. Is he here?
No, he's not. He's not here as yet. We're still waiting on the board op to connect him. So we'll get into that once he arrives. But this whole aspect here is going to be charged up. I think I had a comment on my YouTube channel from Michelle Wilkie. She's down in Dunedin, where Ben Vigen is. And she says there's basically three Mickey-ass bills that we've got coming at us. There's the TPPA, the food bill, and the search and surveillance bill. Okay, so one will basically enslave our government to international corporations. The other will allow international corporations to enslave its people through their food. And the other one will basically facilitate the state enslaving the people directly through warrantless searches, seizures, surveillance, etc. Even so much as you will no longer have a right to silence. Okay, if they ask you a question and you say, I want to plead the fifth or something like that, they say, sorry, that doesn't exist anymore. You have to incriminate yourself. We don't need any evidence anymore.
Yes, and it's incremental bad news, and they keep us in this fair state by doing it. My approach to answering those was not to focus on each individual bill, but to ask, are they legitimate in their right to make this legislation? Because if you answer that question, you don't no longer have to look at the Policing Act, the Food Bill, the Surveillance Bill, and whatever else. That question is actually really simple to answer, you know? And it leaves you empowered.
Well, you know, when you're facing threats, basically, that's when you realize what you are prepared to tolerate, kind of like the T.S. Eliot quote, it's only those people who risk going too far that know how far you can go. And I think that's the point that the government is now reaching, is that they are reaching for the stars. They want to grab them in their fists and drag them down to earth. And I can assure them, okay, any government agent, cop, politician that gets the transcript of this show or listens into it and laughs at the stuff that we talk about and go, ha, 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 I'm part of the establishment or whatever, they're going to get you too, okay? Don't underestimate that. In fact, they're even more likely to get you than they are to get me. You know why? Because in a conspiracy, in a tyrannical takeover, hostile takeover of any country, and you have a look at any historical society from Nazi Germany, Rome, doesn't matter which one you're looking at, the first people to get killed after the tyranny is installed are the people who helped it get there in the first place. The trusted Praetorian Guard, those who are closest to the leaders, who know the most about them, who can technically do the most damage if they were to turn. Those are the people that get targeted first and foremost, so that there is no possibility of the enemy from within taking them out. Okay? So bear in mind, that is your future. That is the future for your kids, for your wives, everybody, okay? They will kill you. Don't mix words here. They will kill you. It's not a possibility. It's a certitude.
Yeah, well, it was interesting, Naomi Klein's take on it. She thought that, you know, the system's going to collapse and it's going to get all too tight and too hard for everyone, and everyone will be, you know, the masses will be left to draw up something else. But then what she saw with the latest example of shock and awe in Libya was that the colonizers and those that were playing the game with the new coalition government or whatever they had there from the US were building big Israeli-style barricades around, you know, making these green zones that was just a utopia inside, and just pretending they weren't part of the human race or part of the rest of the nation that was suffering. And now they're going a step beyond and building these big, you know, 5-meter walls around villages that are not part of it, like Palestine. So, you know, my take is, well, these people that are law-breaking in our community now, you know, they're within our reach now. We really should be communicating to them, look, you can't be doing this kind of stuff. You know, you've made this oath of office. You're taking, you know, tax money. And we know what you're doing, splitting our families apart. If you're working for these courts, we know our rights, and we just don't accept it. So go find somewhere else to live, or pull your head in.
Well, the thing is, they're going to eventually have to negotiate their surrender. Okay, I don't see any other way out of this for them. That ain't going to end in heads being cut off or being put in jail forever. Basically, the New World Order and all of their associated minions need to admit the very likely circumstance that they ain't going to beat us, okay? We, the people, are becoming more informed, and as we get more informed, we get more angry. Now, the last thing you ever want to do is deal with an angry mob of people, because there's no negotiating with an angry mob of people. So they have it in their power now. Before it comes to that, before it comes to blows and violence and all of that kind of stuff that none of us want to see, they have the opportunity to negotiate the terms of their surrender, and they may just escape with their lives. Okay? That's the choice you got. Either that, or you're definitely going to wind up getting some very, very nasty consequences, which I wouldn't wish on even the worst enemies, even the most sociopathic of criminal scum. Don't really deserve what a angry mob will do to people.
Yeah. Well, I think a better correction would be to get them weeding the gardens. You know what I mean? Like helping to grow food for the community. You plug them into a position where they can't do any damage to other people, and they have to learn the beauty of biodiversity. Oh, well, you know, if you grow a range of crops, no one pest takes control, you know, and then you don't have to do as much weeding also. But get their hands back in the dirt. Remove them from these positions of authority. And, like, you know, why do we want to put them in a prison, which is what they're doing to other people, and then, you know, they can't get employed, and they, you know, they learn all more dirty tricks and get to team up with others. Nah, that's part of the problem too. You know, we need a completely new way, and it's actually borrowing from the old, from the indigenous. We need to learn their lessons, how they structured society, and, you know, hopefully we can hold on to some technology while we go about it, you know. But if we put the focus on, this is my take anyway, focus on the solution and the way of being now, we need to, you know, Milton Friedman even wrote about it. He said, look, you know, in this state of shock, which is coming for New Zealand and the global economy at the same time, I think, in that state of shock, what comes next is a product of the ideas that are floating around at that time, you know? So we need to actually start to put these ideas out of better ways of being now. We need to be focusing on what is the utopia? What is acceptable behavior? You know, what positions are good in our society? You know, does the community have the final say for that area, for the land that's there?
At the moment, I see the ideas of the elite more or less as a toilet bowl, and their ideas are the only ones that are floating around.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And in the, and as you know from the activist community, you know, someone set on one direction and they preclude all others, and even others that are on the same direction. They work as individuals and they, you know, take a beating along the way and hand out a bit of a beating along the way to, you know, cut other people down along the way. No, we need to get over the egos, and the focus is not really on the information, because there's so much information out there. It's about our processes. How do we resolve things? How do we resolve our differences? How do we get to a decision?
I think it's more like, you know, the point in a conversation where it descends from, this is how I feel, and the other person listens to you, and then they respond by saying, this is how I feel about this. And then they do that again back and forth until a resolution or an understanding is reached, right? Instead, and I'm sure everybody knows this kind of conversation, you just saying that because you feel such and such because you're that kind of person, et cetera, et cetera. The person responds by saying, well, you're just saying that because you're such and such a person and you think this way and that way. And you got two people who have no effing clue what each other is about or who each other is, telling each other who each what each other is about and who each other is. You know, and you never get anywhere. All you do is wind up getting aggressive, okay? People need to understand the importance of shutting the F up and listening to people, okay? And your opinion doesn't matter to a large degree, okay? Just you know, take that as a kind of like a personal mantra. That's my mantra. My opinion doesn't actually really matter, okay? And all I'm doing here is just saying what I think. If it's true, it's true. If not, it's not. But ultimately, my opinion doesn't really matter, okay? Well, the only thing that really matters is the truth and the facts of the matter, okay? If you don't value that particular aspect, then you are definitely going to lead yourself into trouble. And I certainly don't want to. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What did you hear about in this country? These are differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
People, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, right here on American Freedom Radio, broadcasting live from behind a bright orange microphone. And my very special guest, Dean Clifford, the lovely Canuck has arrived. Dean, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Really good, man. Could you explain to the audience, perhaps those who might not be familiar with you, just a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Oh, boy. Well, contractor by trade. I'm a builder, construction guy, and apparently, for some reason, turning into a bit of a poster boy for the freedom movement here in North America, Canada more specifically, and wherever else people want to listen to me rant for a couple hours.
Fair enough. It got any plans to build a private prison for the to house the Rothschild criminals?
Wow, yeah. I think the Montana Freemen tried that. That didn't work out too well for them. I think I'll probably stay away from that. I'll let their own system eat them.
Yeah, well, I think it's when you culture cancer viruses in a lab, you know eventually it's going to start eating you away.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that a lot of these South American leaders that are trying to start their own currency system and everything suddenly develop cancer within the last half a year? Rare forms of cancer, isn't that odd?
Yeah, oh, it's very odd indeed. Unless, of course, you know about Dr. Mary's monkey. Yeah.
Hey, Dean, I don't know, have you seen a lot of criticism aimed at the free man movement? You must have seen that.
Yeah, you know what? I used to see a lot of criticism aimed at the Freeman movement 10 years ago when we didn't know nothing. And to be honest with you, I think I'm still where I was 10 years ago. I mean, we always think, oh, man, I got this now. We're always getting closer. We're always a little bit off the mark, and we're always getting better. We're always correcting ourselves. But over the last couple of years especially, apparently freedom has started getting popular again. People are realizing that government's becoming too intrusive in our lives, and there's new taxes for everything. Tax this, tax that, tax the weather, global warming, tax that. You know, they're tired of it. People are just sick and tired of it. And it was okay, I think, when people are still willing to tolerate it when they're still eating, but now people aren't eating anymore, especially in the United States. Everyone's homeless, everyone's starving, 50 million Americans on food stamps. They've had it, we've had it, everybody's had it, things are coming to a head, and I find people very, very receptive and starting to seek us out now, saying, hey, that stuff you were talking about 8 years ago, you still into that? And I'm like, yeah, here's a video. You know, so... Yeah, and it's not like, you know, 10 years ago when we used to say, hey, you know, you don't have to file income taxes. You know, people would say, oh, well, if you don't like it, then leave our country. And I'm like, whoa.
It's my country too, boy.
Yeah, we need to talk. It's not exactly your country. So, but now people are like, oh, man, yeah, I want to know all about that now. So, no, it's funny that you played that song at the opening there. The times they are a-changing, because you couldn't be more correct with that.
Yeah, exactly. And if they don't change, they'll start to rage. And this is what I'm thinking now, is that legislative change is not going to make a difference to these people, because they obviously don't care about legislation. That's why they use it in such awful, terrible ways all the time, kind of thing. Like, the answer to too many laws is not more laws. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't see them going out of their way. When was the last time that they deregulated something?
Well, they deregulated banking in New Zealand in the 80s.
Every time they regulate something, it's for the worse. And every time they deregulate something, it's even worse than that. You know, it's like you've got a choice between getting screwed over and getting badly screwed over.
Yeah, I mean, if they really cared about us, they'd be looking at that. That's the prime culprit right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's when there's a bad law now, instead of just getting rid of that, I use the word law loosely, when there's a bad piece of legislation, instead of getting rid of that piece of legislation, oh, we'll just fix it with this new piece of legislation.
We'll put an amendment.
Well, what would they do all day if they couldn't pass new legislation? What would they do?
You know, I think being a politician should be a part-time job, and they'd actually have to have a real job in the real world so that they would actually have some contact with real people who aren't engaging in scumbaggery. And in fact, that was another idea that I had. Even though the legislation wouldn't work, it'd be great to pass a scumbaggery suppression bill of some description, or perhaps a scumbaggery tax, you know?
Yeah. Well, boy, I'll tell you, they'd be broke in no time. You couldn't pass that because they'd be bankrupt the next day if you passed a scumbag tax.
Hey, Dean,
I'm going to apologize before you finish there, Simon, that I'm not going to be as witty as normal, because I have to think about what I'm saying now, because I was warned I cannot swear on the air. And anybody that's seen my videos, it's pretty replete with swearing, because I'm a contractor. It's how I get my point across. So... I'll let you continue now after having said that.
Yes. Or I would just imagine you've been in a fight with Mike Tyson. But my question, I stumbled across a video on YouTube that was about Canadian history. It turns out that there was a Declaration of Independence signed with King William III. Have you seen anything about that?
I absolutely know nothing about that.
Ah. Yeah, well, it seems that it has a very similar Canada has a very similar and illegitimate history as New Zealand, and like I wonder how many other nations, because it's certainly the same in Australia too, that the Indigenous didn't cede sovereignty. So there's a couple of ways to fight the system, so to speak, or to free ourselves. One is to as you've done with trust law, understand the system and use it as it, assuming that it was put in place for common benefit. The other is to see whether it was put in place legitimately.
Yeah, well, I think part of the problem goes back to, with the Indians, no, they were never, I wouldn't say they were conquered, they were, but then there was a truce, a peace treaty that was signed, and they entered into a treaty with the Queen, and that kind of binds them more to than most people to legislation, because they're bound by the terms of their treaty. They can't break that treaty, right? No, also there's all sorts of arguments about how well, you know, they've never lived up to their end of the treaty, you know, all the money that's stolen from the natives here and everything else. So, man, if you wanted to unravel Canadian history, yeah, it's probably as bad as every other nation on the planet. You'd need scholars in 100 years just to break it all down. But
I think that's something that ironically binds us all together, is that we all have this this history that we don't know, except we know that it ain't good.
So yeah. What about... what is the legitimate source, in your opinion, then, the legitimate source of law in society?
The legitimate source of law is from the people. Whenever people agree to be governed by a set of rules and regulations, that's what the law is. Law is agreement of the parties. Now, we don't have that in Canada. We have a government that was not created by the people. It never was. It is not a government for the people. It's a piece of UK legislation. That's what the Canada Act is. Right? So... we get into all sorts of franchise laws and company corporations, corporate charters, the Charter of Canada, that kind of stuff, because that's what it is. It's a charter. It was a chartered corporation or vessel over in the UK, if you want. And then everybody that lives on this landmass that we called Canada just decided to sign up. Yay. So we're all franchises. We're all subdivisions, if you want to call it that, of the corporation. We all joined it willingly when they're not really even, they're not a de jure government of this land. They're not at all. I mean, that's been proven time and time and time again. And the problem goes back for Canadians is, and you guys are the same over there in New Zealand, except I don't know if you guys ever did go and form your own new constitution after, 1931 there, the Statute of Westminster, where you were told to all go and you're no longer British colonies, you're no longer British subjects, go make your own charters and form your own governments and do whatever you want. I think everybody but Canada did it. We got stuck with the government that was created from like the Hudson's Bay Corporation, basically, if you want to call it that. And the people always have had the freedom just to start do it exactly what the Americans did with the Declaration of Independence. We were given the authorization by Britain to do it in 1931, and then we didn't do it. We still haven't.
Yeah. Well, it's similar. In New Zealand, what they did is it got pointed out that they were operating unconstitutionally without a constitution. And so they passed an act, which they didn't have the power to do because a constitution must come from the people, as you correctly pointed out. But anyway, in the New Zealand Constitution Act, what they blatantly said was that Parliament are the kings, the rulers over the people.
They're putting the constipation back into constitution, you know. It's just unbelievable. You have basically, here's what my problem is with the whole system, is that people are supposed to determine their own future, but nobody knows that anymore. Did anybody at any point actually once know that they were the determining factor in their own future? Nowadays, it is the government tells me what to do and I obey. I mean, it seems as if everybody's been kind of psychologically castrated to a degree, don't you think, Dean?
Well, it's the combination of public education and then the proven fact that 87% of people are just completely not able to think logically or with deductive reasoning. They've known that, what was that, the Council of 300 or whatever, back in the 1930s or 40s there, where they 300 scientists and psychologists got together and dissected the human brain and figured out what makes us all tick, and they realized that 87% of us can't think critically.
Really?
So we look to others for guidance. Yeah.
We're a herd animal, aren't we? And this is what I kind of say all the time, is that the sheep never wind up leading themselves to greener pastures. It's always somebody who appoints themselves as the shepherd. The problem is we now have shepherds that are masquerading as the greener pasture leader instead wandering everybody into a slaughterhouse. And I think it's just basically that very simple explanation is precisely what we need to do. People like you and I and all of that, for all the arrogance that it sounds, we've now become, by default, de facto shepherds for the people, because we're actually trying to lead them to greener pastures if only people would follow. And the difficulty is I don't want to be a leader, because a leader inherently has an awful lot of responsibilities, and if you don't know which direction precisely that you're going into, it can lead everybody into a place much worse than the slaughterhouse, and that's the real danger here.
Yeah, I would say, though, that if we're out here trying to educate people and people want to start listening to us and following us to greener pastures, we're not the de facto leaders, we're the de jure leaders. People are willingly following us.
Mm-hmm.
That's law. That's agreement to the parties. That's what society is supposed to be, right? But right now we have all these people that are put in place. They try to say, oh no, you know, you guys vote for these politicians that are put in. It's like, yeah, they put three losers on a list and say, here, you get to pick one of these three guys to tell you what to do, right? All three of them are going to kick you in the junk, but you get to pick which guy is going to kick you in the junk.
You see, if I was in the States for this election season, I'd be voting vermin supreme.
So we've got these vermin, as you're saying, Vinny, right? And these self-appointed or selected some way that we don't know people saying they're government over us and making these rules. And then we've got select individuals or individuals that are wakening up to their inherent power and their inherent rights. And you could call that free men, if you want, or people that desire freedom and educating themselves. But where does back to the question, how can we make laws in society given this dynamic that we have 87% of people that aren't reasoning? We've got these people with the gramophones and the media and, you know, claiming these positions, and we're just individuals. Where do you see it going from here, Dean?
Boy, you know, I wish I really knew. I'll tell you, I think that it is what it is. It's just the needle has shifted so far to one end of the spectrum right now. I mean, obviously there's got to be some element to control to everything that's going on right now, and letting the free market do its thing. And that's why, for the most part, I tend to stay away from a lot of these mortgage elimination things, scams that are out there right now. You know, like, oh, money's not real, therefore you don't owe money on your mortgage. You know, all that nonsense. I stay away from all that. And what I try to concentrate on is income taxes and property taxes. And I think those two things are the key, and here's the big reason why. If you don't have to pay property taxes, you actually cannot be forced to leave your home to go work to make money just to pay your property taxes any longer. A man who's paid off his home can just stay at home and grow a garden and not have to be forced to do anything, right? So it's this whole notion of property taxes that force people to go out and have to find a job or to gain a livelihood and leave their home and go out into the dangerous area where government can start messing with you. So that's one of my first big ones. And the second one is the income taxes. And the reason I'm deadly against income taxes is not so much because it's direct taxation on your labor, on your earnings, but more so because that money, you know, whether or not it goes to paying fictional debts the government has or whatever, they're using all this money that they're generating to subsidize industries and corporations that we don't want, that are destroying the planet. And I don't want that. That's where people's true power comes from, is your right to spend your money where you want to spend your money. If you say, well, no, I don't want to buy an iPhone, and I don't want Walmart to get my money, I don't want these cheap products being built in Japan because they fall apart after one, or sorry, China, because they fall apart after one use. I want to spend my money where I think it's going to go to good use, like, say, on a company that has sound environmental practices or a company that believes in sustainability. But the government's taken that choice away from us and said, no, we're going to take your money away at source, and we're going to give it to these corporations. We're going to give it to nuclear power. We're going to build, we're going to spend 90% of what we collect on weapons to go blowing up half the world.
And we'll talk about more of this after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show, the show that's all about lying and then going off and blowing up half the world. And we'll be right back after the break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hard-working people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hard-working people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio. Using legislation to take away people's rights and then steal their money. Using false mortgages, taking all the value, hollowing out the economy and enriching myself. I engage in scumbaggery. I loan way more money than there is in the world. And it's... Yes, indeed. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the most operatic 2 hours in talk radio. My very special guests, Dean Clifford and Simon Kaiwai, coming to us live. And the topic is freedom and enslavement. I was wondering how the two go together, because they're never too far apart. There's an old quote. No generation is more than one generation away. If one generation is free, then no more than one generation away from enslavement.
Yep.
So it means that every generation needs to teach subsequent generations what enslavement looks like, how it is brought about. And today, this is one of the things in the world that has become, I don't know, almost ubiquitous with modern life, is that just being alive at all means to a large extent you are a slave in many, many forms, okay? And, you know, you're enslaved in the mind, enslaved in the wallet, enslaved in the petrol tax, enslaved in the carbon tax, et cetera. There's a bazillion forms of enslavement that are all working simultaneously with you. And I remember my former co-host, Will Ryan, he was talking with one of his friends here, and he said, well, why don't they just, there's so many different forms of tax, you know, there's land tax, there's petrol tax and all of that. Why don't they just tax us all in one so it's much easier to figure out? And he said, well, because then it would be pretty obvious that you're a slave if you're suffering 60 to 80% taxation.
Mm.
Oh, you'd have to pay more. You'd have to pay more than that, 60-80%, just to get out of the rest of the taxes. By the time you're done earning the money, and every time you purchase something, and you're paying taxes and interest on anything, tell you what, who has more than $10 in the bank down in the United States?
Not me.
Not many. Well, yeah, there you go. Not many people. If you don't have $10 in the bank, guess what? You're paying 99.9% in taxes right now.
Yeah,
I think your money is gone.
They're about an average of 18,000 credit card debt per household in the States.
Yep. Yeah, so not only are you broke, you're actually in debt for the rest of your life as well. That's a pretty good definition of a slave, if you ask me.
Yeah, and indentured servitude. I mean, basically, I mean, what do you have to do when you've got lots of debt? What do people tell you to do? Get a job. Get money. Pay off that debt. And the fact of the matter is, just going to work means you need to pay maintenance on your car, and you've got to do all this other stuff. You've got to buy new suits. You've got to buy your lunch every day and all of that kind of stuff. And you realize that even going to work winds up making you even more in debt sometimes.
Yep. That's the whole catch-22. Yeah. That's what I was saying. With property taxes, you have to leave your house because you have to make enough money to pay your property taxes. That gets you into that whole scam you just talked about right there with a job. They tax your wages, then you got to have upkeep on a car, clothing, everything you buy is taxed. You're paying tax and interest on any money you borrow to buy a car. It's just a catch-22, right? And they get you into that game by forcing you out of your house and forcing you into work. That was the whole point of the feminist movement. Get the woman out of the house, too. So now everything everybody does is taxable. Everything.
Hey, Dean, you know, it's amazing you mentioned that, because just this morning I was having an argument on Facebook with a feminist, and I was just saying that the feminist movement was financed by the Rockefellers, and now girls don't have a choice about where they are, and her emotional responses, you know, this is the thing. You know, I'm never bashing women. This is the thing. Whenever you question feminism, feminists get emotionally involved in the idea and attack you as a person, rather than arguing with the facts that you're presenting. For instance, you know, the video with Aaron Russo talking about how Nick Rockefeller told him about the point of feminism, right?
He says, they bragged about funding it.
Yeah, exactly. And even after watching that video, even after that, she says, I get your point, but you're still a woman hater.
Wow.
You know,
talk about conditioned responses. That's a conditioned response is what that is. I'm going to leave all logic and reason out of this discussion now, and I'm going to go straight to my preconditioned response, which is to attack you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's another psychological study on it.
They completely forego the shampoo and go straight for the conditioner.
Nice.
But there was another psychological study on it that I've forgotten the name of the doctor, but when someone denies facts or truth that they actually recognize as truth, but accepting them as truth would have them change their belief system.
Yep.
If they deny those facts, what it does is it sends endorphins to the pleasure center of the brain. It's a form of mental wanking.
Mental masturbation.
Yeah.
You say that.
Well, who wants to admit that their belief system was a lie, or that thing, or something they've believed in, or the life they've been living for a decade, or 20 years, or 30 years, was a lie? Who wants to actually admit to that and own up to it and just say, yeah, you know what? You're right. I'm an idiot. I'm going to start correcting the way I view the world now based on what we had for discussion. No, our first response is to, no, you're wrong and you're an idiot because you've got a stupid haircut. Okay, sorry.
And it happens really quickly too. It's not a well thought out response. It's what is called a reptilian brain response. It's that fight or flight mechanism that suddenly engages. You know, you ever said something you think you probably wouldn't have said if you take 10 seconds and take a few deep breaths first? That's a reptilian brain response. It's the emotional, angry, aggressive part of your brain making a reaction, not responding to the facts, not responding to the figures. They're not letting anything in. They're actually forcing it out again, trying to basically put a fist to it.
Yeah, I prefer my angry, well-thought-out responses.
Yeah,
I combine the best of both worlds.
How about we go one step further in terms of not only looking at whether income tax is getting spent the right way, which it isn't, and boycotting that, but looking at these wrongfully privatized industries. You know, these industries that people just, these representatives just claimed put into the state and then chose who they'd sell to without the public mandate being a binding referendum of the people. What if the people actually said, well, we're going to stop paying our electricity bill en masse or by area until we have a binding referendum as to whether you actually had the right to sell it in the first place?
Yeah, you'd have a lot of trouble getting enough support for that. Too many people, 87% of the people, are going to keep paying their bill out of fear of getting cut off from their electricity. And that also gets into the realm of where I like to talk about people is protect. Actually, a friend of mine in Ontario put me up to that, Roberto, was protect the body first. I used to want to take on every challenge, every fight that came my way. And I realized, you know what, there's circles of influence that get bigger as they get away from you, and you got to start with stuff closer to home you have more control and effect on, and that's like the property taxes, the income tax issues. Down in the States, everybody's going bankrupt and no one can pay their mortgage payments, and they want the government to bail them out of their mortgage. How about the government says, hey, I'll tell you what, we're going to cut income taxes in half, because that half of the income taxes we're going to cut would easily pay your mortgage. Do you see them doing that if they really wanted to help people?
No, absolutely not. And that's what I always say. Where's my bailout? You know, I'm 6'4". I'm too big to fail. I need a freaking bailout. You know, I don't want to give a bailout to these bankster scum, because all they're going to do is just hold on to that money. Whereas if it was the people that were instead bailed out with that $1 trillion that Barry Satoro kind of gave out once upon a time, if that was given to the American people, every single mortgage would be paid off in full, all their credit cards and all their car loans. And my goodness, would the economy get a massive boost by having nobody in debt?
Nobody in debt. People that actually now want to go and just adhere with the free market and just purchase what they want to purchase with good conscience and say, yeah, that's a good product. I want to go and buy that, right? But they don't want that. They want people that are living paycheck to paycheck and have to buy the cheapest thing possible because it's the only thing in the market they can actually afford. And it's something that'll break 2 weeks later that they're going to have to repurchase. It's a crap system.
Yeah, it's a Walmart economy. It's going to make them sick, right?
There was a wonderful video online somebody sent me called The Light Bulb Conspiracy a number of weeks back. And it had to do with planned obsolescence. Yes, where printers actually stop printing after a certain number of prints because they've got a counter in there. And this turns out to be completely true. There's a Russian guy that makes programs now that you can download onto your computer. It reprograms that chip in your printer and it'll start working again.
Whoa!
They do this. It's planned obsolescence. It's absolutely awful. And look what it's doing to our planet and to our environment. Because these people want us going out and buying a new printer every 6 months.
Oh, the scumbaggery of it, eh? Well, unfortunately, gentlemen, we've got to cut this short. So before we go, I'd like Dean and Simon just to plug your websites. Dean, you go first.
Oh boy, I don't even have a website. The one I'm operating through right now is on t4tt.info. It's a friend of mine in the UK who's hosting my videos and stuff like that right now. I don't have a website. Maybe I will in the near future. But if people want to find out more about trust law, watch the videos. And Other than that, divestment. Stop buying new crap. Stop buying new cars.
Yeah, that's right. And stop voting for crap politicians too. Simon,
there you go.
Plug your website, and we'll also be extending this interview after the show, ladies and gentlemen, so you'll be able to watch that on the YouTube channel, Mr. News Guerrilla Media. Sorry, Simon, go ahead.
Yeah, if you want to check out your common law rights, also how the British Constitution Group overthrew property tax, Magna Carta, all that stuff, go to shunta.info, S-H-N-T-A, .info.
All right, thank you very much, gentlemen. And thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. And if you can help us at the broadcast here, please go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and donate or subscribe for $5 a month to keep this little choo-choo train chugging. We'll see you again sometime.